president for the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, which is also called CPAN. And Noah Hall is a law school professor at Wayne State University's law school. They're here with us to discuss the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault's FOIA lawsuit to gain access to vital auto insurance data. A copy of the lawsuit is available. I've got that, and we'll talk a little bit about that in just a bit. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Noah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, and congratulations on a great football season for Wayne State. That was pretty cool.
Fantastic water down here.
John, tell us about this FOIA lawsuit.
Well, recently there's been a house bill out there called 4936 and Senate Bill 649, and sustainability has become a main issue, a main piece of the pie, and it's about our MCCA, which is the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, and what they do is they hold $145 of our money for us every year. It's a part of each vehicle that we drive. And it's a rather large amount of money right now, and they hold it in case we get into an accident and we have a catastrophic injury. So in essence, it's the public's money, and it's quite a bit, and our lawsuit is so we can find out how it's calculated and how it's being used, because with this House bill, we want the our lawmakers to know how it's driving our policies and the prices of it. And so we need the lawsuit to kind of unveil that information.
Why is that so important?
Well, when you're looking at health care in the state of Michigan and the model of care, the House bills would eliminate our lifetime personal injury piece of our policy. And it just changes how we can do business in the state of Michigan. It would drive money from the private sector health care, hospitals, to the public sector, back into the Medicaid system, and it come back to us in taxes and debt in our budget for the state. It also sets up a precedence for government fee setting, so we'd be doing fee schedules set up by the government through work comp schedules and things of that sort. And it's just something we don't really want to get into. The system is really a premier system in the state of Michigan. It's the auto no-fault, really where you have a policy that has a lot of meat, where you actually have a lot of value.
Well, according to some stories that I've seen, the insurance industry and some House Republicans are trying to dramatically alter Michigan's no-fault insurance system, and that is with House Bill 4936 and Senate Bill 649. They want to take away these lifetime medical benefits. They say it costs too much money. What do you think about
that? Well, it does cost money. Healthcare does cost money, and especially in these catastrophic injuries, where the other states have to cover, because these people are going to be injured anywhere. The other states really handle this through the Medicaid system, through skilled nursing homes, and many times they're placed inappropriately. So these folks don't get the care in other states like they do in the state of Michigan.
You know, there's some concern from folks that we're paying the lifetime benefits from the actions of others, and that isn't fair.
Well, you know, that may seem to be the case, but they're also paying into it as well. So we're all paying into that fund. And when there's an accident, you never know who it's going to be, where it's going to be, or how it's going to be, especially with the weather as it is in the state of Michigan.
All right. As we mentioned, Noah Hall is a law school professor at Wayne State University Law School. Noah,
yes, sir.
Tell me the merits of this case. Can you win?
Absolutely. There's a law in Michigan called the Freedom of Information Act. And that law demands that public bodies make their records available to the public when requested, so the public can see the kind of documents and information that are being used to make decisions that affect their lives. The Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, which is the body that takes your $145 every year out of your off your auto insurance bill, collects that and then would provide lifetime benefits. They've denied our request for information so that we can see the financial data to make these kinds of decisions. The basis for that denial is not constitutional. They've denied the request claiming that the legislature has exempted them from this law. The legislature didn't properly exempt them from the law. The legislature tried passing a little backdoor exemption to the insurance industry, sticking it at the back of the insurance code. But the Michigan Constitution requires that the law be amended and reenacted in its entirety, so this way the people and the public know the laws that affect them and know the legal rights in front of them.
Now, John, as I read here, according to legislators and the Insurance Commission, if this information was released and made available, we wouldn't be able to understand what it was saying. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, Commissioner Clinton made that remark in the Insurance Committee. That is, you know, it is difficult information to understand, but I'm sure we could find a professional that could help us with that if we don't have the expertise in-house. And so we're looking forward to actually looking at the information and really analyzing it, because really who needs it most are the people who are, you know, going to change these bills, and they're going to make big decisions for people who live in the state of Michigan, and they have to have sound information. And if they don't have that, they're going to be making a blind vote, and that could harm us.
And just so I'm clear, John, what specifically is this information?
Well, what we need most right now is for the closed claims, we really need to know the age of the claimant when they had their injury, kind of the age of the claimant when it was closed, trying to just get reference to function and time and cost, and then the total amount paid to the MCCA per claim. For the open claims, we need to know the age again, because we need to know kind of when it started, the current age of the claimant, and the total amount paid to date for each claim. There's many other pieces of information we need, but from these basic pieces, we can understand, you know, how far ahead we have to plan to make sure that these health care needs are taken care of.
All right. And finally, Noah, there are insurance companies that say this information is secret because it's private information about individuals, and they don't think that the general public or others should know the private information that they attain. Well, why do you think that they're wrong?
Well, they're absolutely right. The private information should not be released. So when there's documents with somebody's name, social security number, private information, that should be redacted and not provided to the public. However, the raw data with things like the amount of money they've taken in, the amount of money they're paying out, that data does need to be provided to the public. And, of course, we're not looking for anybody's personal data. We would expect them to redact that, delete it off the records when they send them to us, to make sure that nobody's personal information gets violated.
All right, John, the lawsuit was filed. What's next?
Well, what's next is we'll start meeting with folks to see how seriously the industry is going to take it. I think they most probably will. And we'll start talking to people like Governor Snyder and seeing if we can help this system improve.
Well, John Kornack is the president of the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, which is called CPAN. Noah Hall is a law school professor at Wayne State. Fascinating stuff, gentlemen. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Tony.